This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. At least 14 Maoists have been killed in a joint interstate operation at Chhattisgarh-Odisha border. Central Committee member of Naxalites Jairam alias Chalpati has been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Additional Director General Naxal Operations of Chhattisgarh, Vivekanand Sinha, said that the operation was conducted in the border areas of Gariaband district of Chhattisgarh and Nuapara district of Odisha. Intermittent exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists continued for more than 36 hours. A massive search operation is underway by the security forces in the area. Maharashtra has signed multiple MOUs worth 38,750 crore rupees at the ongoing World Economic Forum in Davos in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. The maiden MOU signed between the Government of Maharashtra and Kalyani Group covers the defence, steel and electric vehicle sectors. This agreement is expected to attract an investment of 5,250 crore rupees and generate 4,000 jobs in Gadchiroli. The second MOU worth 16,500 crore rupees was signed between the Government of Maharashtra and Reliance Infrastructure Limited in defence sector and is expected to create 2,450 job opportunities. The third MOU signed with Balasore Alloys Limited is worth 17,000 crore rupees and focuses on the steel and metals industry and will create 3,200 jobs. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Mr. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but only temporarily, such as tourists, students and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. It says for a child born in the U.S. to gain citizenship, at least one parent must be a U.S. citizen, a legal permanent resident, green card holder, or a member of the U.S. military. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO. In his order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. He accused the WHO of being biased towards China in how it issued guidance during the outbreak. Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. He also invoked emergency powers to expand U.S. energy production by reversing climate-related policies and facilitating oil, gas and mining activities. The Association of Legislative Bodies, All India Presiding Officers Conference, AIPOC, has resolved to ensure disruption-free environment, qualitative debate and discussion during the proceedings of legislative bodies. The Apex Organization of Legislative Assemblies and Parliament adopted 5 resolutions on the concluding day of 85th Conference of AIPOC in Patna. Addressing the valedictory session of 85th meeting of All India Presiding Officers Conference, Mr. Birla said the presiding officers expressed serious concern over acrimony and disruption in a planned way to not to allow house proceedings. The Lok Sabha speaker said the One Nation, One Legislative Platform mission will be completed this year by bringing all legislative bodies on the same digital platform. He said Lok Sabha is hand-holding and giving patronage for use of AI, artificial intelligence. Benchmark domestic equity indices plunged yesterday amid sell-off across all sectors triggered by global and domestic factors. U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff threats targeting BRICS nations, weak third-quarter earnings and persistent foreign institutional investor selling weighed on the markets. The broader market indices at BSE also ended with deeper cuts. The mid-cap index shed 2% and the small-cap index declined over 1.9%. In the women's section of the Hockey India League, Odisha Warriors defeated JSW Surma Hockey Club 2-0 in Ranchi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.